Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, that's been a it's a great topic. How do you use Zoom to leverage your time and to market and to be more effective as a team? So I want to kind of pick up on that. And so a lot's changed since the last time we talked. Four was the last time we talked, I think.
The world has changed.
Yeah, the world is crazy now. And it's become digital and electronic. And so what's happened in your world? Let me listen for a little bit here.
Well, we're all in our own little world.
You want?
It looks like Rob Knapp, you're out of this world. You're on like Jupiter or something.
Yes, I'm in supernova land. Yeah, I can show my background, but I thought this would be anyway.
I like that. Yeah, I'll start off, Rob. I guess it's just been a little unusual, more than unusual. I actually like working from home, first of all, so I don't mind it as much as I thought I would, but it is different, and it's hard to stay in your routines. I've tried to keep my routine up every day, and as the time goes by, it's harder to keep that routine up. But anyway, I will say this. I think we're doing a better job of contacting clients. That's one thing we've made a commitment to. So, we've had constant clients. I think they've appreciated that. We've worked that in with our NDAs. We sent out an NDA for Mother's Day. It was the best NDA I've ever sent out. I got so many good responses, actually from all the women, from mothers, just saying thank you. Thanks for thinking of me. So anyway, but again, we're getting through. So I look forward to being back in the office, but, you know, not bad.
Yeah. Who else?
Well, I have noticed that, the first go around in March was, it was just kind of starting at that point. That was some triage. And then the April calls were still triaging, but we had already bounced off the bottom. And now this month's calls are more moving forward from here type of calls, but, very few incoming calls because of the pickup activity and amount of calls we're making out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be a big help during this. If they know they're going to get a call and it's scheduled, they have a tendency to call less. You know, especially if you can get to the point of having an agenda and then an executive summary, they kind of turn it over to you to run things and they stop calling, which I think can help in terms of managing the chaos.
Right.
Who else?
Yeah. No, I would just add that I think this process for us has made it easier with this pandemic. I know the firm came out or, you know, our region came out and said our, you know, quote or line for this is every client every month. And I think that's a big adjustment for a lot of advisors. But for us, it basically just meant business as usual. It just means instead of working in your office, now you're doing it from whatever home office you have set up. So I think that was one nice thing going into this is that we already had this process set up and it wasn't a hard transition.
Who else? Jen?
Yeah, I agree with Matt. Having those calls already scheduled, like just knowing who, you know, needs a call, who the butlers are, who the supernova clients are, and adding on that Mother's Day NBA email that Rob talked about. I sent out a couple of handwritten Mother's Day cards. I sent them to my supernova moms and it was very well received. So having done the work of segmenting the clients before all this happened kind of put us in a really good position to continue communicating effectively now that we're home, even with disrupted routines, like Rob said.
Now, one of the things that I know your complex has made an initiative is to get people to do financial planning, to be online, to be digital versus whatever we were doing before. How are you doing on that? And is that, what's the effect of that?
I can take that one. Actually, I think pretty good. Right now in the office, we were the first office to go over 50% on MS Online. There's another smaller office with three people in or four people in that went over too. So, but what we've done is we have a WAA, who is calling, for our book, which I think is a great idea. They've helped so many people get online and get the MS Online working. And then now the next step, what we're going to do is have them circle back with our clients and try to get everybody on our total wealth, you know, that where they can aggregate all their assets together at one place. So that's phase two coming up in the next 2 weeks. So he's still going through and talking to our clients to get them all on MS Online. And hey, some, we're not going to get someone, some don't even have emails. So, we're right out of the ballpark right there, but it's been a great contact measure that everybody is getting contacted.
That's really smart. How about financial planning? How is that, how have you been able to do that or continue that or adjust?
I mean, that's always been a big part of our process. We won't even bring in a new client right now, pretty much, who won't go through the financial planning process with us. So we've been doing that even before the firm came out and was pushing a little bit harder through this pandemic.
And that,
and I think Jen has worked on that too with our clients.
Yeah, some refreshing plans that we've done a year ago, 2 years ago, and sending them out to the advisors on the team to discuss with the clients. And it's helpful to point to that, you know, even with a market crash like we experienced in March, the financial plan takes that into account and assigns a probability based on, even if that happens, how likely are they to reach their goals.
It's great, and that's helpful. Yeah, it's a great part of the conversation when you sit there and talk about what it is that we're going to do. You know, when something like this happens, it happens, and then you call them back and say, hey, it's happening, but based on your plan and what we're doing, we're still on track. So that takes the whole panic thing off the table, and you don't get the kind of panic that causes people to make poor decisions and then disrupts everything that they're trying to do. So yeah, great. Acquisition. So, you know, we talk about segmentation, organization, acquisition. What are we doing to, build our pipeline, keep our pipeline full, or what should we be doing?
I think the first thing is asking for referrals through clients. It's hard to, I mean, we're already talking to them once a month at this point. It's hard to prospect, I think, someone completely cold in these kind of situations where, you know, everything's just over the phone or Zoom. I'm not saying that it can't be done. But most of our referrals right now are coming from our current clients who, you know, we're showing that even through a pandemic, they're still front of mind to us. We're still talking to them on a monthly basis. and they feel a lot more comfortable. So I think that's the first step.
And how's that working?
I think it's going, it's going well. We brought in some new assets, over this time. Can always be better though.
Yeah. And I don't know, Michelle, if Michelle can answer that. You're still doing LinkedIn, right, Michelle? And that's working still, right?
Yeah. I'm posting every morning and I've gotten a lot of responses. Hey, I do want to talk to you when we're back, you know, in the office or whatever. So I've got a whole list of people to call and just get a little less, crazy right now. So, that's been good. And again, just like that, you just ask clients for referrals or, I mean, they're changing jobs and they're rolling in assets and, or they reach 65. So they're doing in service transfer. So it's, we're still booking new assets, which has been good. And we've done quite a bit of life insurance, both term and whole life, the past couple months as well. So it's been great for our team.
That's great. Okay.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Also, we're in the process, and like I said, we're always looking for the right clients, of course, but within a year, it looks like we're going to be taking over a book of business too. So, you know, that's something on the horizon. We're kind of getting ready and we're planning with the two existing financial advisors. So, you know, again, another thing that we're kind of, you know, they like our process. They like what we do. So that'll be happening in Bryant about a year, I think.
Oh, that's great. And that's one of the things that we try and do is create the feeling among our peers that we have room and that we have it together. You know, that we're a place that you can send your clients and they'll be taken care of. We'll do financial planning. We'll call them. And we have room in our practice to take on new clients.
Right. Can you hear us, Brian? I can hear you, but I wonder if you can hear us.
Yeah, I had to switch over to telephone.
Okay.
He's in the middle of the Amish, Rob, so they might not have internet in Amish land.
I see.
It seems to be this time of day. Maybe the Amish are hitting the Wi-Fi hard this time of day. I don't know.
Right. They're all Zooming with each other.
Yeah.
All right. So I heard when I got on the phone, Jen was talking about, I think, doing some Zoom with friends or marketing, or what was that about?
I was talking to a client yesterday and he said he has a Zoom meeting set up with one of his clubs that he belongs to. He lives in a retirement community, so he's not allowed to leave. And I said if he wanted to Zoom practice, I would be happy to practice with him. Signed up for a, we have to get a Zoom host license through compliance. But I signed up for one. So I'm going to reach out to clients and just, you know, see if they want to practice a Zoom call just and to show them the features and some things that they might not know about. And then while we're online together, send them a link to Morgan Stanley Online or the app or the Total Wealth View, which is our asset aggregation tool, just to try to get them more digitally engaged through another like kind of fun method.
I think that's brilliant. That's the best idea I've heard in a week. So congratulations. You get the teacher's award. No, it's a really good idea. People want to get on Zoom now. They, you know, people avoided this stuff. People avoided the digital world. Now they don't want to touch money. They want everything electronic. So it's a new world. a couple of the best practices that I've been hearing about this week that I would recommend would be reaching out to centers of influence and talk to them about how their world has changed, how they're adjusting to the digital world, how they're using Zoom and other things, and sharing your best practices on how you're reaching out to your clients, how you're doing your 1242s, using Supernova and other things. I think it would be helpful to them because they're all living at home trying to get this thing. And they don't talk to anybody but people in their own business, their clients, and people in their own firm. So I think hearing from you is refreshing, and they'd be interested in your best practices. Mm-hmm. Taking it a step further, if you've been thinking about creating a mastermind group, now's the time to do it because you can do it so conveniently and so easily and so effectively. People love the idea of mastermind groups. They don't like doing them because they don't like the time commitment. They're worried about, you know, if I do this, how long is it going to last? And, you know, how many times do, you know, how do I get out of it if I don't like it and I don't want to offend anybody? And so there's a lot of social issues associated with mastermind groups. Starting a mastermind group using Zoom is easy. You don't have to take 2 hours for a dinner or 2 hours for a lunch or a morning to create, you know, to spend time with each other. You can do it in an hour or 40 minutes, just like this. And the idea of a mastermind group is getting the best of your centers of influence together. And, you know, in a Zoom mastermind group, it doesn't have to be perfect. And it doesn't have to be more than you want it to be. Meaning you can say, let's do this, you know, let's just try it once and see how it works. And then get everybody to agree to do it monthly. And then you schedule it, you organize it. Doesn't take hardly any work to do it. And if somebody can't make it, no big deal. You could have, you know, 5 or 6 people on the in the mastermind group, all from different industries, meaning, you know, CPA, attorney, a commercial realtor, residential realtor, and a business broker, and you got yourself a great mastermind group. And if you have 3, great, you can start it. You don't need 5 or 4. I wouldn't do it with 10, but I would do it with that number. Now here's another thing. Think about a mastermind group around a niche that you want to penetrate. So let's say that you want to have people that are interested in tennis, okay? And they're all tennis players and they want to talk about tennis, but they're also prospects and make a, you know, they happen to be just a fun group. So you start a Zoom group talking about tennis, but also getting to know them and then maybe, you know, talk about business with each other. Let's say it was more serious and let's say it's around a company that's in your community. And so you pull together the people associated with that company. So let's say it was in Indianapolis, it'd be Eli Lilly. So who's the attorney for Eli Lilly? Who's the CPA for Eli Lilly? Who are some of the suppliers to Eli Lilly? And you guys provide the financial services, financial planning for Eli Lilly, and you do institutional work and so forth. So you can see that it could work around any niche. You know, it could be farmers in your community. It could be anything, any niche that you happen to have. You create a mastermind group around that and talk about how are we dealing with the coronavirus in our niche to stay productive and successful and so forth. So any ideas that come out of that, those ideas for you guys?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. Hey, that's something we can take a look at. And I like the idea of doing that Zoom to clients too that Jen was talking about. That's probably something we can do as part of our MBA, send an email out to everyone. That's something different. And with the idea, hey, do you want to just Zoom to practice and stuff like that too? So we used to have a board of directors that we did. And it worked out so well that we had a nice dinner and all that. Then we stopped it. So this is mastermind groups, kind of like a board of directors, something similar to that, only a little easier now, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny how we have, you know, I hear that all the time. This thing was a great idea. It worked terrifically. And we just stopped it. And I'm like, okay, why? And it's because we got busy and, you know, just one thing led to another. There was a change in the team and we just didn't do it. So one of the things that you want to do is have this, you need your director of marketing to kind of stay on everybody's butt to do the things that are in their best interest. So if a board of directors is a good idea, then let's get the board of directors back together and do a Zoom meeting with the board of directors. You know, it's an advisory board and, you know, usually involves a dinner with spouses and things like that. Well, we can't do that right now, but we could in the future. And, you know, that might be a fun thing to do, kind of get those people back together and say, hey, I haven't done this for a while and I kind of need your help. You know, I need some advice. And I want to kind of present what we're doing and how we're doing it and would love your feedback. And so you get it done and you're back up in business and you're running again. So their advisory boards are just a completely separate idea that work. It works. It isn't one of my seven strategies for growing your practice, but it is a good idea. Okay, so I think it's great. So there's, you know, there's a lot of good ideas out there. You kind of have to adjust them to this world. But this is a pretty interesting digital world now, and I think you're going to get some real productivity increases. I mean, just think about DocuSign and how much or electronic signatures versus faxing things back and forth and having to go to closings. And I mean, just think about that, right? In the real estate world, why we can have a Zoom meeting, sign all the documents electronically and never go. I mean, who wants to go to a closing?
Right.
Who wants to go to, you know, I don't want to go to these things. You know, I'd rather play golf. So, I think your clients are going to kind of figure this thing out. So getting them all moved to the digital world, take this time and make that a priority, you know, and keep track of it. We're at 50% that are, you know, digital online. We want that to be 100%. So every week come in with a report. How are we doing? Moving at 60%, 70%, 80%. You probably won't get to 100%, but with the clients you're going to keep, probably will be 100%. So, yeah, makes sense. It's just like financial planning. You know, you really want 100% doing a financial plan and updating your financial plans. And, you know, when you get down to your core people, as long as you got them, you got it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, good. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, you're doing terrifically. And, you know, it was chaos there for a while, but it sounds like you guys are really got it together. We, you know, you're going to get some volatility in here. This we all know. We've been expecting it, and it's been kind of a crazy ride back up to even, and now we'll probably go down 10 or 15% again. But clients are sort of prepared for that, and – right. You guys are, and so I think it'll be fine. Just remember, just kind of have a meeting together and say, okay, who do we want to be when we come out of this? You know, where do we want to be? And how can we take advantage of this? And how can we help our clients? I love the idea of helping your clients to understand Zoom, and being able to run their own Zoom meetings with their families and their business associates and others. So maybe that's one of your mastermind group concepts. You know, let's run a practice Zoom meeting for you guys, and we'll teach you how to use Zoom. And they're like, thanks, this is awesome. Cause you can do, you know, you can minimize the picture and have things up here to, financial planning things and other things that you want to show them that come off of your computer that are pretty, you know, it's pretty cool. So getting to be kind of an expert on it can be helpful to everybody. All right. So in terms of homework, think of it as three buckets, three swimmers going down the swimming pool. One is segmentation, the other is organization, and the other is acquisition. So you want to be moving always with it, you know, we're working to get our book as skinny as we can, as efficient as we can. And at the same time, we're getting ourselves as organized as we can, as efficient as we can. Meanwhile, the other swimmer is acquisition. We're spending probably more time now on acquisition and less time on organization, but don't forget about those two. Those two are still swimming. We're not done with our organization or our segmentation. We got to finish those things up and get ourselves skinny and get ourselves real organized. But at the same time, now it's time to get ourselves growing, and let's have fun with this new world of electronics rather than saying, oh, we can't prospect now because we're sitting at home. You know, we can't cold call. Well, we weren't going to cold call before anyway. Now we can get ourselves organized around Zoom and using that as a kind of a fun new tool to get everybody to have our own little communities. All right.
Good.
So good.
Nope, that sounds good. I look forward to it.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right.
Good call. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate getting back.
Thanks,
together.
Rob.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Yep. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.